Just 67 days to go now until the UK is due to leave the European Union on October 31st. If no deal is done in that time involving a resolve of the deadlock of the backstop, then a crash-out Brexit is on the cards, resulting in tariffs, customs checks for goods travelling between the UK and the European Union, including Ireland. What could that mean for ordinary supermarket goods like fresh bread and fresh vegetables? In a moment, we'll hear from our reporter, Aisling Kenny, who will tell us what to expect here on November 1st. But first, let's listen to the former boss of Sainsbury's, Justin King, and what he told the BBC earlier this month, what he thought would happen in the UK.
Let's be clear, there's about 10 days of food in the UK in total.
Right.
Obviously, a lot more than that in packaged goods and in frozen, so a very small number of days in fresh food. The kind of disruption that the government is talking about today, 50% of vehicles being held up, will lead to gaps on the shelves within a week in the UK. Significant gaps, because something between 30 and 40% of our produce at that time of the year is coming from the European Union.
And that's Justin King, a former boss at Sainsbury's in the UK. So what would be the situation here in Ireland for consumers if a no-deal situation does happen? Our reporter Aisling Kenny is here to tell us more. Aisling, what would a no-deal scenario mean for people living here?
Well, Carol, in the event of a no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October, the trade relationship between the UK and the EU, including Ireland, of course, would change from free trade and shared customs union rules to World Trade Organization tariffs. Now, this would have an impact on the price of food being sold here in Ireland. Retailers here say that in the event of a disorderly Brexit, increased tariffs of up to 45% and new regulatory checks will result in higher cost to suppliers. They've also warned that a no-deal outcome could lead to delays at borders and shortages of fresh food like fruit and vegetables. Now, I spoke to Thomas Burke, Director of Retail Ireland, who said retailers have spent the last 2 years here working to minimise the impact of a no-deal Brexit.
Retailers will be working to ensure that they have sufficient stocks and of inventory, etc., on the island of Ireland to see them through what will be a tricky period for a number of weeks post-Brexit. Irish retailers import somewhere around 60% of all of the products they sell, either directly from the UK or through the UK using the land bridge. Straight away, that gives us a problem in that Britain will be a third country, and all of the rules and regulations that go with trading with a third country will apply to Britain in that instance.
What challenges will supermarkets face then getting the products that they need from the UK?
I suppose in the first instance our concern is around any delays in transit. So that's delays in ports, either on the UK side in Dover or potentially in Dublin port, in terms of the extra checks that will be required. Because as I say, the UK will be a third country and all of the checks that go with trading with a third country will be required. There's also the concern that inevitably there will be tariff supply to products that emanate from Britain.
Just in terms of fruit and vegetables and fresh produce, how will supermarkets here be affected?
Yeah, well, retailers have been doing almost a line-by-line, item-by-item review of the products that they currently stock and trying to ascertain those products that will be impacted by Brexit, such as certain fruit and veg products. Will they be substitutable? Can they source those products here locally in the domestic market? Or what are the alternatives to sourcing products which may become difficult or more difficult to source and supply in the event of a no-deal Brexit?
Now, Aisling, it appears that bread makers in particular could be affected by a no deal. Why is that?
Well, one of the main reasons is because a lot of the flour used for bread making here, Carol, actually comes from the UK. Now, in the event of a no deal, Brexit tariffs will be placed on flour imports coming from the UK, which would increase the cost of flour, which would have an impact on the price of bread. Sugar imports would also be hit with high tariffs. And although sugar isn't used in bread making, many bakers use it for confectionery products like scones and croissants. I spoke to William Despart, owner of the Breadsill Bakery in Dublin, who told me how a no-deal Brexit might impact his business.
We would take most of our flour in from continental Europe, but a huge amount of our competitors would rely on British flour. It tends to be less expensive to buy flour from Britain, but we seek out particular types of flour for our continental breads. But you know, we would probably be reliant on things like sugar, and you know, as you know, we don't have a sugar supply in Ireland. But the biggest issue for all of us is that, you know, because of pure economics, that you can't pay a driver while he's on the ferry for 24 hours coming from France. Everything comes to the land bridge. So I see that as the biggest disruption. And then when we are reliant on the land bridge ourselves to the UK, we've just literally just stockpiled. I mean, we you know, flour does well with a 6-month shelf life. So instead of having 4 weeks flour on hand, we now at the moment have 10 weeks flour on hand. And, you know, I'd be more worried about the nervousness in the market, and that, you know, there will be an overall economic downturn that will affect just demand for our own business. And even some of our customers will be much more sensitive. We will supply a lot of bread into the restaurant trade. We would supply bread to gourmet sandwich makers, and there, if the economy goes down by 5%, their business could dip by 20%, because a lot of who we supply, it's a discretionary spend.
And Aisling, what about the supply of medicines? Should people be concerned about shortages in pharmacies on November 1st?
Well, there had been concerns that a no-deal Brexit could lead to shortages in pharmacies across the country. However, work has been underway within the industry since the Brexit referendum to ensure that there is sufficient stock. The Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association told me that an estimated 70% of the medicines that are used in Ireland actually come via the UK. It also said some pharma companies have already changed the route their products take to get here. So, for example, they now come directly from Spain and avoid driving through the UK to get to Ireland. Now, I spoke to Orla Brennan, Director of Commercial Affairs with the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, who told me the pharma industry believes it is well prepared for a no-deal scenario.
On average, there's about 8 weeks stock of medicines in the system. So either on the shelf in the pharmacy or in the wholesaler or in the main distributor. So, you know, in the Republic of Ireland at any point in time. However, as I say, we haven't taken all that for granted. So our companies have made all of the arrangements to make sure that the medicines continue to be supplied. I would encourage patients to continue their normal patterns of getting their medicines. If they have concerns, I think they should speak to their pharmacist or to their doctor so that they can explain to them. As I say, traditionally, a lot of the medicines have moved through the UK, and in fact, that still remains about 70%. But a number of our member companies have decided that they don't want any risk around that. And so they've actually channeled their products through other sources. So coming perhaps directly from Spain or from the Netherlands and avoiding the UK as a land bridge.
That was Orla Brennan from the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, ending that report from Aisling Kenny.